Let's play a little game. I'm going to say two words, and you'll tell me the music you think of. Okay? Swedish pop. Yes, of course. The band ABBA has sold 400 million records around the world. But Swedish pop means something different to the cool kids these days. For the past decade or so, Swedes have been making a big splash on the international indie scene with bands like The Cardigans and Peter, Bjorn, and John. Studio 360's Lee Talmalad was curious about how little Sweden, population 9 million, has become such a pop music powerhouse. She caught up with some of the acts here in New York City and at last month's South by Southwest Festival in Austin.
If there's a new anthem of Swedish pop, this is it. So I thought I'd start with Peter. That's him whistling on Young Folks, Peter Bjorn and John's breakout hit. Maybe he can tell me what the secret to Swedish pop is.
What's the secret to Swedish pop?
I think fresh air, fresh water. No, I'm not sure. Good jeans. And ABBA.
I guess you can hear a little bit of ABBA in Sweden's indie bands. Like the Shout Out Louds.
My name is Adam. I play the guitar and I sing.
And I am Bevan and I play the keyboards.
The music from Sweden is not afraid of using a lot of strong melodies and production. If you have that melody, then you can you play around and do whatever you want with it. So don't come up to me and say all I care. It's better you say you hate it, that's the truth exactly. We go out dancing, I don't wanna be bothered, just want to be bothered with real love.
Maybe Swedes write such great melodies because they start singing and playing instruments in kindergarten. Music education is a really big deal there.
Yeah, I'm Jose Gonzalez, a guitarist from Sweden, parents from Argentina.
Did Jose talk about learning how to play the recorder flute? Yeah.
For me, it was playing the flute, and it was like, you know, three notes. And
the choir, we had to practice a song. All the parents came and
have to be dressed up as
dressed
flowers.
Up, yeah, and flowers, and we're singing.
Like the songs that you sing at the end of school and like the summer is here kind of songs. Du ska inte tro det blir sommar ifall inte någon sätter fart.
And I just think that those things have a subconscious effect.
But there's another thing about these Swedes. As you can hear, their English is impeccable.
We still luckily have the system of subtitling in Swedish instead of dubbing. And I think that that has made English so integrated in our popular culture.
Being a teenager, I was like, no, I don't like the sound of Swedish. It's too corny. What's the point if you ain't dying? Careful, careful. And of course, I had my Latin American influences, but when I started writing, I was thinking more about the like sort of Simon and Garfunkel or Nick Drake. Got a heart on fire. Expression with desire.
And unlike the French or Germans, Swedes don't seem ashamed of their love of American culture.
I remember coming to America when I was 14 and seeing that they had pink sports socks. And I was so impressed. And everything just had such strong colors. Do you remember that watermelon bubble gum that everybody was crazy about? But nowadays it's hard to believe that it was like that, but it really was.
It's easy to sort of study the subcultures that are going on in New York or London. And it's a very sort of trend-sensitive country, which is very uncharming sometimes. Now it's said and done. Say goodbye to people we don't know. Go back to sleep. Let's sail away to the beaches of Normandy.
But there are things in Sweden that work pretty differently than here. The state makes a point of funding individual artists. A musician can get a government grant to record an album or start a record label. RNEA doesn't do that anymore.
If you want to take a year off, it's fairly easy to do that and still be able to pay the rent.
But it's not just feel-good liberalism. It's good business. According to official stats, Sweden is the third largest exporter of music per capita after the US and the UK. And when artists are successful, the government is quick to notice, like Jose Gonzalez. His song Heartbeats became an international hit when it was used in a Sony TV commercial.
Yeah, they gave me the export prize for being the Swedish artist that sold the most that year outside of Sweden.
One night to be confused, one night to speed up truth. We had a promise paid for hands and then away. Both under
and these policies have allowed a lot of smaller indie artists to make it big overseas, not just big-time pop acts like ABBA or Ace of Base. Jose had his commercial, Peter Bjorn and John, their whistling song. As the Shoutout Louds were headed to Austin for South by Southwest, I wondered if this was going to be their breakout moment.
So,
one night there, I caught Adam from the Shoutout Louds on stage with Peter. They were playing a cover of a Norwegian song. A-ha's Take on Me.
Talking away, I don't know what.
That's like the great pop hit to come out of Norway. But do you think Norway has anything against Sweden now? Like,
they're a little bit too happy, I think.
Yeah, but they have so much oil, you know, so they're too happy, they're too wealthy.
And what do you have?
Wood.
Wood and
trees. And
recorder flutes.
Yeah.
For Studio 360, I'm Lital Molad.
You can find a list of all the songs you heard in that piece at studio360.org. And while you're there at the website, you can also subscribe to the podcasts of our show or sign up for our weekly newsletter so you'll know what's coming up ahead every week in advance. I'm Kurt Anderson. Thanks very much for listening to the show today, and I hope you'll listen again next week. Studio 360 is produced by WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International. Our production team includes
Julie Burstein,
Lital Molad,
David Krasnow,
Michelle Siegel,
Derek John,
Jenny Lawton,
Pike Medinowski,
Sarah Lilly,
Katie Rolnick,
Andrea Salenzi,
and Nat Wiener.
And our theme music is by David Van Tiegum.
PRI's Studio 360 is funded in part by Ken and Lucy Lehman, who believe that winning workplaces respect, reward, and invest in their employees, by the Lilly Auchincloss Foundation, and by the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art.
PRI, Public Radio International.